The Los Angeles Dodgers in Delaware have filed for bankruptcy protection this morning. It all involves the owner of the Los Angeles Dodgers, who, it's safe to say, Richard Sandomir, is probably the Muammar Gaddafi of baseball at this point in L.A. You're a New York Times sports business writer. Richard, good morning.
Good morning. It's interesting to see Gaddafi and McCourt paired together as the lead stories.
Describe, for those of us who aren't baseball fans, I am, but for some of our listeners, what this McCourt dispute, which actually began as a divorce proceeding, has developed into as of this morning.
Well, it's a real scrum between baseball commissioner Bud Selig and McCourt. McCourt and his soon-to-be ex-wife took about $108 million out of the team over 5 years for their own personal expenses, real estate, and so on. That made baseball upset. The whole divorce made baseball upset. So McCourt has gone out and gotten a tentative deal with Fox Sports worth anywhere from $2 to $3 billion over 7 years. He wants to use $385 million up front for a variety of things, including capitalizing the Dodgers, but also a lot of money would go to his divorce. And baseball doesn't like that. They think that diminishes the whole value of the future value of the TV deal. So they've rejected. Baseball Commissioner Selig has the right to reject any baseball, any TV deal or any loan. So he's rejected this, and McCourt is blaming that citing that as the reason for filing for bankruptcy.
Of course, you could settle at any time, at any point in this case. But how long does bankruptcy sort of draw this out for fans of the Dodgers?
Well, probably at least for a few months. Now, McCourt says he has $150 million in debtor in possession financing, so that might ease the burden for a while. But you know, this is almost another procedural bankruptcy, much like the Texas Rangers bankruptcy was last year, and even to a greater extent, the Chicago Tribune's putting the Cubs into bankruptcy. This is not a team that is, you know, ready to go out of business, but it needs money, so it got debtor in possession financing. This will drag things out, but it will keep McCourt as the owner for a while.
Right.
Baseball has basically put a trustee in place to run the team for McCourt, who they feel has needed more attention financially than any owner for the past 7 years.
And they'll keep playing on the field along.
There will still be 30 franchises in baseball.
Indeed. 30 New York Times sports business writer Richard Sandomir, with some hope there for the beleaguered Dodger fans. Thanks so much.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.